USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana police investigating a shooting that left one person dead and several others injured at Grambling State University early Sunday morning. It happened at about 1 a.m. During a homecoming event on the campus, one person who was not a student died. Several other people were being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Classes are canceled on Monday. Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson saying on Sunday that if the Biden administration really wants to get people to get the COVID vaccine, mandates are not the way to do it. He says on Meet the Press on NBC, if anything, it's probably working against the administration's efforts.
The whole debate on mandates takes away from the efficacy of the vaccines themselves and our push to increase vaccination rates.
And again, that was on Meet the Press, and this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says if not enough Americans get vaccinated, there's a possibility of a fifth wave of COVID-19 overspreading America. President Biden's chief medical advisor telling Fox News Sunday about 66 million people eligible to get the shots are still not doing it. Fauci saying the country is running the risk of another wave of the virus, adding it's preventable. The first Bitcoin futures exchange traded fund, or ETF, in America is set to begin trading this upcoming week, according to an amended filing from ProShares. CNBC says the Bitcoin Strategy ETF had a proposed listing date for Monday, but trading might not begin until later in the week. Although the SEC is not formally approving the Bitcoin futures ETF yet, it is, though, still allowed to be traded for now. Former President Bill Clinton's been released from a Southern California hospital, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cruise ships are sailing from the Port of Tampa again as Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas set sail from the Florida port on Saturday, the first cruise ship to sail from Tampa in 19 months. Thanks to the pandemic restrictions, Port of Tampa's Lisa Wolf-Chason saying that Carnival and Celebrity ships will be sailing from Tampa starting in November. Norwegian Cruise Line ships will begin again out of that port in December. We're hearing about the supply chain problems, and some say it's a national security problem at the same time, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
House Homeland Security Committee Ranking Member John Katko, Republican of New York, is warning that the supply chain could have graver repercussions than delayed delivery of gifts for the holidays, arguing on Fox's Cavuto Live it could have national security implications.
This supply chain issue is an inconvenience to some. It's an economic calamity to others. But it's also really a homeland security and a national security issue, because if we don't start bringing some of these things back home, we're going to have a real problem. I think the best example is computer chips.
Katko added that he believes the administration's push to increase taxes on corporations could further hinder companies from producing critical items domestically.
And it seems like there's always somebody going into space these days. The latest, a Russian actress and her producer, now back on Earth after doing some filming in space. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, wish I could say it was space, but I'm Chris Barnes.